We are ready, let's say, for the question.
Right. Young man,
we're waiting for you so that we can start. Yes.
Okay.
Delegation from Upper City, you are more than welcome. Can we start, please? May you please procedurally, we'll give you an opportunity to introduce yourself so that we can know exactly at whom we're dealing with you.
Honorable members and officials who are here, good morning, good afternoon. My name is Phumla Manzo Makatane. I'm a portfolio head in Buffalo City, responsible for transport. Thank you.
Morning, colleagues. My name is Yabo Atakaza, an engineer in transport planning at Buffalo City.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Sunny the Boy. I'm the general manager for Transport Planning Corporation in Buffalo City. Like to say good afternoon to all the honorable members and also to my colleagues. Thank you very much.
Yes, we can start.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. We have sort of prepared the presentation in line with the guidelines that were given. We have sort of taken the progress report that we give the Department of Transport on a monthly basis, which also covers the same elements. I won't dwell really much in terms of the content, but we'll be covering the various slides in detail. I think the first slide is just talking in terms of the priority areas of the municipality, in terms of the SDFs, where we have linked our corridors and feeder routes based on those plans. I'm not going to really dwell much into that. I'll get into the project details later. Again, in terms of the developments on the SDFs, in terms of future projects, housing, in particular the precincts that we have, so we're sort of trying to link our future roads and the current public transport routes to address those areas. Is existing areas as well as new areas. You see some of the precincts do not exist, like the Mount Road precinct, Tanzania Hub, which is the township, Analtin. So we do have what is called the Tanzania Island Corridor, which links in Tanzania to the city as the main corridor that we have there. You see the Island on the left hand side. We've got Chislast House, the precinct. We also talk about the Amanita Junction. Those are all future areas that have been identified. On the special development framework, we have a combination of housing, also for higher education, you know, the new university areas that have been located. We have Dagen Village, which is, we all know that's an area that needs housing. Just in terms of the background as well, this is the plan from Tanzania, though it's not that great, just showing the link between our rail line, as you know, in most of our townships, at least the railway line is there. Which we have to link all modes of transport, which is the public transport as well as the existing railway line. Some of our communities will be preferring the railway line, while others will be looking at the public transport routes. But this is just an excerpt from our 2010 operational development approach, but we'll talk more on that one a little later. Then just probably the background in terms of how far we are in terms of implementing public transport routes. We received our first grant in 2008-2009 financial year, where we did the operational plan, which was approved in 2010, and we also appointed a number of consultancy services for the designing the main route, which is the corridor route, and then we also have consultants appointed for intersection design. But we've been unfortunate in the sense that we were embedded in a court battle with one of the local bidders. And then we lost almost 5 years into the planning space, which we eventually got out of that. We received then funding again in the 15-16 financial year, after we had to retain money for almost 3 consecutive years. In the 15-16, at least we've managed to get back on track in terms of using the PTNG grant. We have been using our own funding before to implement some of the projects, but from 15-16 we received 35 million. And then in the current financial year, we've got 55 million. Yeah, in terms of our accreditation plans, we do have projects under accreditation currently, which is vaccination, the transport register. Since our operational plan was only approved in 2010, we never implemented. We're updating that now. We've got a first provider on the ground. We're also upgrading one of our feeder routes, which is through that planning. Just in terms of the 2010 systems, as much as there will be changes to the operational plan, we must incorporate the new housing developments in other areas. I said we are currently reviewing that, but there are areas that won't really be changing in terms of the public transport demand and the existing patterns. As I said, I've spoken about the Eastern Corridor. We also have our industrial area on the western side. You see where we've got IDZ Airport as one of the identified areas at the time, as well as from the CBD in East London to the distant area. So some of these routes we feel they won't be changing with the current plan, but first let's just extract part of the result that came out from the study. I won't talk much in terms of the slide, but just take on the length of the routes to be upgraded or to be public services, but we're currently reviewing that. Then just a history on the money side of things, just to we've been keeping track to when did we have to return the money to Treasury because of the court battle that we had. You'll see for the 2014-15 and 2015-16 financial year, we couldn't receive funding at all, as you could understand, because of the previous years where the court case could not be settled. But we eventually settled out of court in a way with the relevant service provider. One of the changes in the legislation and the current conditions, we've managed to restart the process in a different packaging system. Just on the capital form, I won't really dwell much into that. I think since some of the cities you found that we've got planning stages and some are operating stages, you say for us we do not have any public transport that is currently running funded under the PTNG, so there are no questions to that. We are still at the planning stages as a city. As I said, we are reviewing the operational plan, we've just left the transport register, we have not gone into the industry transition stage, which we will be going on to that in the current financial year. Just in summary, on here, in terms of the current projects and what we spend in the previous financial year, and what we are planning to spend this year on the allocated budget of 55 million, those are the projects we are implementing and looking to the 18-19 financial year as well. As I said, you will see some of the operational stages. We've got nothing, because we have not reached that stage. As I said, in terms of the set targets for the current year, we've got, as I said, a contract on site on the Kumza Highway feeder route as of the month of July. We've awarded a 2.4-kilometer section out of the 4.4, and then we'll be advertising the remainder once the progress is sustained on the current phase due to meet our budget allocation. So we're targeting the project 14 months, so we'll be completing that in the 18-19 financial year. In terms of the feeder bus stops and shelters, again, linked to the operational plan that we need to finish. So as of now, we have not really got in, but part of the sections we are working on the Kumza Highway, there are bus stops that will be reporting on. The municipality is also implementing some of the other projects using its own funding and USDG, like in terms of the walkways, some of the bridges under the USDG are also being done, the pedestrian bridges. But we have not shown them. And here we've just focused on the public transport network grant. Just in more detail in terms of the projects that we are running, allocation and the speed of the 55 million, just expansion to date in terms of the project that we are running. As I said, the data access portion, it's more linked to the operational plan review, just to wait for the confirmation of the need and priority of that. So we're hoping by end of the year, at least we'll be in a position to present the importance of that route so we can go ahead to advertise for the consultancy services of that. The transport register is a project that we've been running for some time. It's finishing in December. It's just that in the current financial year, we have not received a gain yet, but it's we'll spend over 80% of the project budget. And then as the important review of the operation plan and business plan, we've allocated the amount of 5 million. The project in totality is just over 10 million rands. But for the current financial year, what we've allocated, we've just started in our second month. Just in summary, in terms of the commitments that we have now, the transport register, which we said will finish in the current financial year, the review of the operational plans, which we are also targeting, this to be over 70% of that completed in the current financial year, and as well as the old routes that were identified, which we feel will be priority. So, but we're just waiting just for the operational plan to still confirm that those routes are indeed the priority areas. In terms of the Mount Rook interchange, which is also we're looking at having a taxi ride and the railway line is there as a train station. We city has got a grant that is received from local government. Here we're looking at the intersection design, interchange design together with standards that's not funded under this grant as of now. I think the Resilience Study Park, those routes that were feeder routes that were only approved in 2010, again, the operational plan that we're currently reviewing. We also, in the year of 2010, when we had the main consultant that was appointed, we had consultants for intersection designs that were appointed but could never really do their work because the master plan was never finished because of the court case. So we also do have those. So once we have finished this road identification and confirmation of the operation plan, we'll review those contracts and also use them accordingly. I think just in terms of the current financial year, that's in terms of the rollovers, we have requested some rollover because we had late issues of award in the previous financial year. But those are the projects that we are set up running, just with timelines. So the transport register will be finishing by end of the current financial year. The review of the operational plan, as I said, the 12-month contract that already started in July, so we'll be finishing the new financial year. The Kumza Highway project, it will also be completed in the new financial year. As I said, the road itself is about 4.4 kilometers, so but it's been split into two, so we are looking at also going ahead with the next phase of that part. And then also on the industry transition stage, we feel once we have moved enough on the operational plan before the current financial year 2018-19, which is June next year, we should be in a position to advertise that. Also spoken about the previous appointments on the feeder routes that are existing, which we can only be able to confirm whether we're moving ahead with them or not once we've done the operational plan. So we'll also have that wrapped up in the current financial year. And I think I've also touched on the Mutakana Access Road, which is a corridor that we also is a priority route for us. The priority areas from our side, we have sort of gone for a phased approach that we proposed in line with the not really using the direct approach on the BRT based on the experience we have seen from other cities. So we are looking into that. Hence we are currently now upgrading some of the roads just in the first phase for safety issues. Then we feel that's where they will end. We won't really be going beyond that. I think just in putting in some money for total to the commitment instead of showing the annual budget. The total budget for the current phase of Kumza Highway where we are busy now in Tanzania is 106 million, excluding VAT. And then we have somehow requested for a rollover, but we have not yet the response yet. On the 30 million might happen, might not happen. And then on the estimate for phase two, we're looking at 122 million. And then on the Tanzania access, as I said, the design of allocated 2 million this year. Estimated to be in the order of 10 million. Then on the transport register, we got money for that we're finishing this year, and then operational plan will also be finishing in the following financial year. I think this is just the details in terms of the actual cost we have incurred in the 2016-17 financial year and the projections for the 18-19 financial year. Special allocated budget has been the formula of 55 million. I won't dwell much in terms of the 17-18 targets. As I said, this is the first quarter. In terms of meeting those, we'll be monitoring them on a quarterly basis. And as and when we finish the set targets, as per the SDBIPs, we'll be completing the information of plans completed, as well as short list of main milestones reached and targets for the, that have been achieved in the current financial year. Just on the structure side, we are under the Special Planning and Development Directorate. The Department of Transport Planning and Operations is led by the General Manager, and then under that we've got program managers, one for strategic transport planning, we've got one for integrated public transport network operations, we've got one for traffic management and safety, and then we have one for project management. As the workload increases on the implementation of the public transport related projects, we want to have somebody to assist in overseeing those departments or implementing them in partnership with our infrastructure services department. That's it, Chair, at high level. Leave it for the next questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Team Buffalo City. Is it Buffalo City or Buffalo Soldier? Buffalo City, not Buffalo Soldier. thank you very much. I'm going to start with Mr. Sibande on my right.
Thank you, Mr. Professor. Thank you once more about the presentation. Chairperson, hi. Young Sibande, it's a little bit tough to speak this one. Yeah. Check on slide number 6. Good background. You see, this project is supposed to start at the financial year 2008 and 2009, but due to the case, the challenge of the bidder, it dragged up until 2010-2011. That means that people didn't start anything, that's nothing. But also, Chairperson, they indicated that the implementation couldn't start because they were dependent on the appointment of the main consultant. See, my problem, Chairperson, if you go to, I don't know, slide number who, expenditure up to the 1 August. You see, yes, if you check 2008 and 2009, there was a money which was given to them and the money was returned to the National Treasury. But they must explain to us, it was returned fully or there was money taken as expenditure. Because there was money, what have you done with that money which was used? And then also this thing goes on and on. And also 2010-2011 there was money. I mean also 2011-2012 money which was returned, but there was money also which was spent. Doing what? Doing what? Okay, the list is endless. So Chairperson, this one I'm completely demoralized.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good afternoon, all. Sometimes you see, it's difficult to make your presentation immediately after lunch. Sometimes people are not on time. Sometimes people are busy with other things. And I was about to toy because when their municipalities and cities were making presentations, they were quiet here and listening to presentations. Now that my city is here, they are doing other things. They are doing other things. let me take this opportunity to also welcome the city in the city of Cape Town. You see, a MMC member, there were also mayors and other MMC members, others are even here, even now. The structure, I'm talking to the structuring of your presentation. Others had made changes since they were here yesterday.
morning. So they had to listen to other presentations, and you see one sneaking out. When he comes back, you will see that the presentation that we had is different from the one that is presented, because each one teach one, and you learn from other. But we were saying, it was an advantage for you, it's an advantage to you that you are under one roof, because you can identify a city that you can twin with. Within South Africa, without even going outside, you listen to Msunduzi, you listen to Ekurhuleni, and you listen to that metro, and you try to benchmark and do whatever that you can draw best practices from. Coming to the actual presentation, I noticed the years, the wasted years that you were interrupted by the court case by the service provider. We understand that. But what made us to call the cities was when the department was presenting its quarterly reports, where we noticed that you are one of the municipalities that had to return the funds to National Treasury. We now understand, but I'm interested in knowing how much did it cost you that out of court settlement? That out-of-court settlement. And also, when we're listening to other presentations, even if it's not yet approved by council, how do you term your system? There's Riavaya, there's what, there's Go George, there's whatever. What's the name of your system? What name have you given as a council to your operating system, so that the people of the Buffalo City Metro can say, by this and this year, we will be fully operational in this system that we have named as council. Can I also commend you on the fact that you are leading your future development to the roads, the existing ones that are there, the railway line that is there? You are talking of future projects, housing, whatever, whatever. It means you are connecting your plan to the existing railway plan. I would like to be reminded of this Kumza Highway. Which area is that? I'm not familiar about East London. The Kumza Highway, I know of the big whatever thing that is in Mdanzane and N1, but the Kumza Highway. Can you also talk more on the development that I've just noticed that is connecting Beacon Bay and Konopi? I've noticed something there. Does it talk to your plan, or is just a project, a municipal project that is there? I've heard the mayor, a separate project, I've heard the mayor talking about that, and I've seen that there's work that is being done there. Otherwise, I thank you for the presentation. Thank you.
No, thanks, Chair. Since the Buffalo City doesn't have the name for their project, I'll give them a name. Buffalo Ride. I'm giving you a proposal so that you look into it. Well, I'm really demoralized. I was expecting much more performance, you know, from Buffalo City. I've seen that you've returned many funds to the treasure. But there's a year of 2009-2010 whereby there's no accountability whether you've returned the money or not. But there's money that is, you know, appropriated, and there's an expenditure. Maybe if you can be able to explain to us, what have you done within those two financial years? As you've put it at expenditure, because it's very important that you must understand what have you spent the money on and what happened. But you see, the other thing I think Honorable Singer would also say, it's very much important that when you explain in terms of your charts, in terms of your, just that I don't see the number of the slides, I think it's slide 11, if not mistaken, where you explain your planning cost, and you say other planning cost, 64 million, you know, 1,000, okay, 60, yeah, I should have bought a million in the pesos, so 64 million, so apologies, 64,000, what was it for? So that at least we can be able to understand, because the other doesn't explain any other thing, see? Any other things we can say, it's a business plan, it's operational plan, you know, marketing, you know, it's very much, must clarify. But the other thing is that maybe I've omitted you saying your plans in terms of incorporating the taxi industry and engaging in the negotiations of taking away the, you know, that particular route and involving the taking the licenses and incorporating just the other, like the other municipalities, of the relationship that they are working with the taxi industry. So that at least we can be able to understand whether are you following almost a similar scenario in engagement or what is happening? Because I think it's very much important that you must align ourselves within the similar items that we are engaging with, rather than working separately in your own different kind of things. Moreover, I would advise that you, if you can get what Pulukwane, what impressed me as a Susiso, what impressed me, the presentation that was made by the Pulukwane municipality, the presentation that was made by George. So I'm giving you different kind of presentations that they made. They are not the same. They are two different kinds. Those two, they will give you probably a particular direction that I think your municipality will take that route in terms of implementing it. As yourselves, you are not as a bigger metro, just like the Joburg one or the Ekurhuleni one. So I'm giving you the smaller one so that you can look at them and look how do you pave your way through in providing a correct direction. So that, because my view is that you must be able to go and visit you. And then they are short. Everywhere in the office where we are going to visit, we'll have a package ourselves. The package that we'll be having, it will be hawks. Because you must visit and check whether these funds are utilized properly. And if we find that there's a sneaky thing inside, we leave the hawk to deal with you, we go to another municipality. Because we can't be able to always appropriate money from 2006 up to now. There's nothing that has happened. Really, people, really. It cannot be, honestly. There must be something that must be dealt with. There must be an explanation, and a proper explanation. If it's not properly explained, then we'll explain to the hawks what they should do with you. And if we find it that there is something funny, the public protector must also intervene and put remedials on also and recommendations so that we see how to deal with you. Thanks.
Thank you for the presentation, although I have to say, looking at
the standard of presentations that we've seen here, this was not a good presentation. Even cities that have not performed well and not delivered well in terms of what we expected in relation to the budgets, they had better presentations. I find a lot of the information not adding any understanding around what you are busy with and what your plans are, what you are dealing with. And a lot of the information is not clear and very badly aligned. Let me give you some examples. Slide number 9 indicates that you've returned 307 million of 405 million, which leaves us with a deficit of about 98 million that you receive, yet you indicate having spent only 16 million. So in other words, where did the other 82 million go to? Was it spent on... Show me the slide. I don't know. Slide 11 then offers probably an explanation of where this 82 million might have gone to, but the numbers just don't add up. It's 3.9, 2.6 and 69, which don't add up to 82. So I'm still worried, so if you could then in writing just indicate where this 82 million then actually went to. Slide number 15 reveals from prime knowledge, we know that the Department of Transport has budgeted in the next financial year, 18-19, to allocate 166 million to Buffalo City. However, you indicate in your planning 75 million. So are you now planning for an under expenditure? Should we then advise DOT to reconsider the 160 million since you envisage only to spend 75 million, or is your information on the slide wrong? Slide number 17 talks of the review of an operational plan as well as a review of the business plan at an estimated 5.2 million. Yet on slide 19, the same operational plan or a different one, the same business plan or a different one, then indicates a budget of 12.3 million. Now, which is the right one? 5.2 million or 12.3 million? Or is it a different operational plan or a different business plan or the same one, which is just a portion of one phase or a portion of a different phase? If you are in fact looking at changing your operational plan and business plan, how would this then change slide number 7, where you have presented a layout of the operational plan? Or is it not the operational change, the plan that you are putting under review? Slide number 19 then also talks of a review of the financial modeling and the business plan. So then, what did you base all the calculations on and all the money that you spent on till now? Or did you have a financial modeling plan which you are now decided to change? And what are the reasons for changing the financial modeling? And what are the components of this business plan that you would now continue with or not continue with or review? And why did you consider changing the business plan, and how would this plan then affect what you showed to us on slide 7 being the operational plan? Then on slide 20, this Kumza Highway, you're spending and planning to spend a lot of money on this, but I can't see the Kumba Highway on your little map that you have. And it would be interesting then to see, because I take it this would be a trunk road in terms of status and like more or less a backbone of your whole project, but you didn't indicate where this was. So again, you know, you didn't add to our understanding of the geographical area, the operational plan behind it. I would really give you a review if it was my decision and revisit. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you very much. I hope you were writing. This is the one and only city where we honorable members, I had two or three of them saying they are disillusioned. But don't be disillusioned, you as a municipality. Just make sure that what we are raising here gets corrected and we're able to deal with partially covered, because I was looking at summary of commitment and you can see money that has been used on the highway. But when you look at the kilometers that are covered, it's just very few kilometers that have been covered. As to how much does it cost per kilometer to construct in your city, because it gives the concerns from honorable members. And having said that, I think part of the things that you need to do, look into how other people are able to succeed. Like you were saying, Pulukwane is talking to the issues of expanded public works program. Infused in what they're doing with the integrated transport planning, and it's so exciting. Part of the thing that I'm talking to is the question of household survey. It helps them to have an understanding of the magnitude of the challenge, if there is a challenge, or how they're going to succeed. Having engaged with the communities at household level, now that they're starting to work, it becomes very easy, because they even have the support of the community, having dealt with the household survey. Mayor, I'm taking it back to you and your team so that you can be able to respond. We'll give you 15 minutes to respond. I know that they have already indicated that other responses, you can do them in writing. But I think, honorable members, this is one of the municipalities or the cities that we have to visit so that we are able to go and acquaint ourselves and be able to say, you can be able to correct here, you can be able to deal with the matters here and there. Definitely, you will be one of the cities that we will visit. But definitely you will be one of the cities who will be called back because we have to deal with the issues that we have seen here that has been raised. Some cities we have always been saying it's fine. I'm sure we are the fourth city where we believe we have not finished business with yourself. We need to take it further. Mayor, it's your time.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Chair, we'll take note of what you are saying and advice you are giving us as a committee. Let me say that when the program started, there were work which they will get into it of consultants before the actual tendering for the actual work of construction, which was challenged. So they will get into details of the spending, which was done, but it was done through the consultant. Because before you do the actual contract, the actual contract to do the road, you have to have consultants to assist the municipality. The second thing, Chair, I'm going to, is the question of the Kumza Highway. Where is it? Is it the Kumza Highway is a road in the middle of Mdanzane. It's the main road in Mdanzane. The Kumza Highway. It's a very long road from point when you enter Mdanzane on the other side to from the north to the south of Mdanzane through Islanda. So it's that particular road. We will be looking at what you are saying, that also we must look at two municipalities, which is Pulukwane and the George, and check what is it. But let me say that we didn't know that we can get in while the other municipalities were presenting. if we had to have knowledge of that, we'd have, so that we can learn what other municipalities have done. But in future, I think we understand. In terms of the other question or comment on the Pecan Bay and Konopi, that road, yes, it was started in municipality, but by the other department, which is infrastructure department. I'll give Mr. Boy to answer the other question, but we will be making a written presentation coming to the committee.
Thanks very much. Maybe I'll just go through the question. Maybe the one part we just need to give explanation on what did we spend the money on. We had an operational plan that was approved by Council in 2010. As you know, the operational plan is quite a critical consideration that we need to have for all the purposes, but that part was done and dusted. The challenge where we had the issue of the court case was for the design stage. We had a one consultant approach to do the corridor and some of the work within the Eastern CBD. So that was quite a huge contract. As you know, the bigger the contract, the more challenges you get from the service provider. So we're in that situation. And so that was for the design component. What the plan we had was have the main consultant for the master plan, and then we had intersection designs to be done by other service providers. So we had two types of contracts for the design stage. So where we had the shortfall was on the main contract. Okay. So we never spent any money onto that. Then going to the issue of the court case, I said the changes in the grant conditions and then somehow assisted us. The out-of-court settlement really didn't pay anything, because if you look at the current grant conditions, where you have to look at each and every route, do a business plan for each, have a financial modeling to see that is that route going to be sustainable or how much are the losses, are they reasonable? So that changed the whole context in the way we were working before. Take into account the experience we have had of other cities that are at the Indonesian stage, where we have had huge losses, the projections were incorrect. So I think the game changer, the approach from the JOT National Channel, somehow affected the terms of conditions of the first contract. So when the service provider picked up that, look, we'll change the game, the rules of the game have changed, the funding is not ours, there was no case. Really, that's why it ended. We never, the money we spent would have been for those of us that went to court, but we never paid the service provider for anything. So I think on that one, it's just wanted to be clear to do that. So we had some results from, as I said, the 2010 operational plan, I'm seeing it on two levels. One is there are existing areas which we cannot change. Like the development road is an existing area that we needed to address. On our operational plan, public transport, we are addressing existing areas and future areas. Okay. So even with the current review of the operational plan, there are areas that we know from that we've done from the 2010 operational plan that are not going to change. They will be there. But we will be including the other developed areas that we have built over the years. We have done a lot of housing, we've got new areas where we are building new housing, most of the low-cost housing. So we are looking at incorporating those areas over and above the existing areas. So I just need to give clarity to say, why are we moving ahead with one area where the operational plan is being reviewed? Okay, so there are areas that we know that there's going to be no change. It's a matter of just changing the numbers and rerunning the arithmetic in terms of the economies of scale, if you want to call it that way. Okay, the start of the presentation will take notes, and we apologize for that. The number of wasted years, yes, for us, I think that's an opportunity loss, really, if you look at what the other cities have done. We have lost quite a bit in terms of that. Unfortunately, we're in that unfortunate position. We just have to look forward now. At least from our side, we've got a number of projects on the ground now under the grant, and we want to add more to make sure that we don't get into the same situation again where we do not spend or we lose the money. I think the one of the main, we're not there yet, but once we get there, we'll talk. Then I think we did touch on the links. I think Councillor has touched on the issue of the Pecan Bay area development as well as the Pecan Bay. Again, those areas are developed according to the master plan, you know, whether you're looking at the public transport route. Because we didn't have the grant before, we're also using USDG in some of the areas, you know. Other areas that came on, I think we're clear on the performance, we've touched on the completed work, we've highlighted that. On the other 64,695, we'll just have to check, but we had to at times have to develop some booklets and other things that are not really on the normal cost issues. So, but in terms of the Hawks, no, we're fine on that one. We spent all the money. Treasury is happy. We have not received any last letter and say we have kept the money, but we'll just correct the slide in terms of that one. And then the industry transition stage, we have not reached that yet. Once we've confirmed the rules and we need to start the issue of the identifying operators, that's when we engage the taxi operators in detail. As of now, we're engaging them on our normal day-to-day businesses, existing roads, the current taxi rates that they are using, we have not gone into the detailed asset engagements where we'll be having industry transition discussions. We are estimating that that particular period will take nothing less than 2 years, but we are not there yet. But we are aware of that, and we have to engage them. In terms of the Polokwane and the George expertise, yes, we are aware of George. Was part of our information sharing. George not being that far from us, at least we are aware of that development, which was quite a hybrid that they have implemented. So we are aware, but we will be looking also to the other ones in other forms to make sure that we do not go in through the same challenges that we have faced. So we take advantage of those. As I said, in terms of the figures, we look in terms of the balancing the issues. Yes, we know we've got the 161 budget allocation for the coming financial year. We are aware of that. We'll balance the figures. We've also looked at issues to say out of that there is an 80%, I think, money that you get with the 20% bill discretion as well, up to 161. So we should also look into that perspective as well. So, but we'll take note of that. I think we've made the issue of the Kuruga Highway. The cost per kilometer, maybe we could just come in today that Kuruga Highway is being changed from a 2-lane to a 4-lane. So when you look at the cost per kilometer, I think we must look also in that aspect. So it's 2.5k, say, times 2, if you want to go into that lane. Yeah. So in terms of the cost per kilometer, please. Yes.
Thank you, sir.
So then in terms of the visit, for sure, we welcome that one. Also, just from our side, together with our DOT National, we have also been invited and to come down to the to our municipality. But sometimes talking from the paper, it's better when you see things on the ground. But I'm quite full. We'll be looking forward to that one, and as well as the information and some information that we have to provide. Thanks. I think I've touched chair in terms of the areas that we highlighted.
Thank you very much, Buffalo City. We will keep engaging. If there are other matters that you believe we should be able to be appraised on, don't hesitate to send information to our committee secretary so that we can be able to engage. But definitely, you will have to. You still have to come back again so that we can deal with certain issues. Who's here? Nelson Mandela Bay. Oh, okay. We will hear from the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro. We're going to give you 30 minutes of presentation. Yours is just to quickly introduce your team and go into the subject matter. Once we have listened to you after 30 minutes, honorable members will have an opportunity of talking to and engaging with your presentation. We'll get back to you for another 15 minutes so that you can be able to respond to the issues in the eventuality other matters are of massive significance. We expect you to come back to us in writing, expatiating the issues within 72 hours.
Afternoon, Chairperson. My name is Butano Maboza. I'm from the Nelson Mandela Metro, and I'm responsible for the ITCN. City manager has apologized and in writing, and he just said, I must really apologize. He really wanted to be here badly to make sure and ensure the commitment of the Metro to this project. However, because of other commitments, he could not make it. But he said, by sending me alone here, it echoes well with the September month. And he said, black man, you're on your own. I'll try and give you a presentation and cover most of the aspects that have been raised in the communication that was received. Our food chain is Lipongoletu. It looks like that. Nice branding. That's the structure of my presentation, and it was sent, I believe, that you received it. In 204, that was the public transport that we had at that time. And then in 2010, limited IPTS launched to provide for the public transport needs for the 2010 FIFA World Cup. That's when most of the planning and most of the funding was then used around that area. Between 2009 and 2011, the proposal of the PTP were further developed into draft operational plans. The operational plan proposed 5 contract areas as listed below. That covers the whole of PE and the routes that we've planned. Then in April, the other thing I just forgot, I wanted to say, I've been here since the first presentation. I've listened to all the presentations, and that has been very helpful. I deliberately did do so to understand what is happening in other cities. In April 2012, planning and construction of additional infrastructure to operate the pilot service was initiated. That is after now 2010. And in 2010, we procured 25 buses, and then we planned to operate those. In January 2013, the pilot service were launched on 7 routes, 5 in Port Elizabeth and 2 in Newton. And then in January, construction of the roadway civil started in the Clear Park control area and track main routes and portions of the highway. In January 2014, planning and development committee was re-established. And then February 2014, operational plan for the starter service for Clear Park, Jolie Western Suburbs contract area commenced and completed in June 2015. So we've got all the plans for the Clear Park area. Then in December 2015, a scaled-down approach to starter services was adopted, with operations anticipated to start in July. Now we planning to start next month. I will give you the details of that. Those, that's the whole PE, if you know PE. That's the CBD, and that's far, that's Marawell. So that's usually CBD, and that's Dispatch, that's Motherwell, and that is the CBD. Then we're planning to service the whole PE, the Motherwell link, that's a rail link that we are in discussion with Prasa, and those discussions and planning is in detail. We're meeting regularly with Prasa to plan that. Now we're focusing on phase 1A, that is Clear Park, and the other phases will continue as we move on with the project. That's the routes that we're planning. You can see in Udinate, that is what we're doing. We'll be thinking Udinate with Guanabuse. Guanabuse is a huge area, there's a lot of, it's dense, a lot of people, and developments this side as well of Guanabuse. That's Clary Park, that's the route we are currently doing as phase 1A, and that's the Njoli route, and it will go all the way to Guadalupe and Makati. And that will be our phase 1B. And then phase 1C will be summer transit. I will dwell a little bit on this slide because that's our phase 1A that we want to implement. This is clear path from CBD to clear path, and we've got these feeder routes. I'm sure I've shown three here, but since the negotiations of we've been having negotiations, we've since added a fourth feeder route. If you look at the trunk routes, that's about 11 kilo or about 12 kilometers. The trunk route, we're talking about 7,000 trips per day. That is not what is there at the moment. That can even go up with our surveys. We've done all the surveys in this. We've done surveys in all this route and the feeders. We know what numbers are there. But for the purpose of planning and giving realistic figures, because once you blow these numbers and what is expected, then it goes to your figure, what the money that you need to budget for, and what you are requesting from the city. Our scale-down incremental approach is that we plan that we're going to bus those people per day, but the possibility that can go up very quickly, because as per our survey, this route is possible. We can have 24,000 trips per day, but we've got 24 buses now, and we cannot be now talking about buying buses while we've got 24 buses that have been sitting there for a while. We wanted to first show that we can use those buses and get the interest of the people on the system. Then we can incrementally increase that. And how we're going to deal with buying buses and dealing with buses is built in our VOCA, VOCA Verde Operation Contract. And I can confirm today that the taxi associations that are operating this route, there are two of them, they have now formed a Verde Operating Company that is called Spectrum Alert. That company has already signed on the VOCA. Today, the VOCA was passed by the mayoral committee. It's going to go to council before end on the 21st of this month. So after that, then on the 21st or on the 20th, we're meeting with DOT to discuss the details of the VOCA and the implementation plan of this phase, of which in October we should be running the buses here. So we've gone far here. The taxis are excited about this route, and the Verde Operation Company has produced, for each member that is involved, they've produced a share certificate in the company. Each member is a share holder and is going to be getting dividends at the end of each financial year from profit. And most of them will still be running the feeder routes. We've got the VOC list from the drivers, 100 taxis that will run these feeders. And we're taking those 100 away from this route and we're taking another 100. So we're taking total 200 as we start 200 taxis out of this route to then run the buses. I am sure that in a few months' time, we will reach that and we'll be now going over towards that 24,000 that at the end of the day we want to get to. That is phase 1B, of which is Njoli to CBD. The operators that are operating here is Meto, I can't remember the other one, but the total taxi associations that we have throughout the city are 10, and the city has taken a decision to negotiate directly with the taxi associations affected, and that is a council decision that has been taken. And out of the 10, 4 have signed the MOA, and in the previous slide, one mentioned that the two already have formed a vehicle operating company that's going to operate in Joni. We've done the surveys, we've done everything, we're now concentrating on this route. We meeting these six associations to sign the MOA to start the process of signing the surveys, because we've done the surveys Then we sign the surveys until we finalize the MOE, and then we're going to take the process as per the Chair Department. That's the extension of Cherry Path Route from CBD now to the university. We call it the Summer Strand Route. That one will come in as soon as possible because it's just an extension. It goes to the CBD where Cherry Path ends, then that one. There are a lot of students here, and we are in negotiations with the taxis here. And the taxis that operate this route have already signed the MOE. We are now in the processes of, and they have already formed a vehicle operating company. We are in the process of signing the survey, and we are in test talks with the university as well. Then that's UTIC, we plan to put this one together with Njoli so that they can form a one vehicle operating company. We are planning to have two in total. That shows what informs our planning. You can see Gwanabuhle where we the people that we are servicing there. Motherwell, the people are servicing, and Ibai, that's the Jolly Route. Ibai, Better Stop, that's where Jolly and Clare Park fit. Then I want to show, here I'm showing the link with BEPP and the network plan of the city and the major movements. I've just shown the link with the, to the BEPP because once you link with the BEPP takes into consideration lots of other planning documents, NTP, IDP, and it consolidates them and have a plan for the city. Then once you do that, once you align with the BEPP, then we are okay, we are aligned to all other planning documents. You can see the major movements in the city, and that's where our routes are going. That's the Motherwell, where we will be putting in the rail, and that's Gwanabuhle, and that is the Clare Park. That's another slide from the BEPP showing the urban network strategy. You can see that that route, that's the Clare Park route, and in terms of the BEPP, it is the integration zone 2, and all the efforts of the city now are in this corridor and this integration zone to make sure that the land parcels here are properly planned, identified, the present plans are currently being done to make sure that this integration zone, and that echoes well with our corridor that we're starting with. So the link is there with all the other planning documents. That shows the money that you've received since 2005. You can see it goes to 2.6 billion. I have the projects that we've done out of this amount. But I didn't include it here because it's a list of 36 projects. We've done close to 20 kilometers of dedicated BRT lanes out of that amount. Most of the routes that we want to implement, the lanes are there, everything is there, it's just stations, precincts that we need to do and implement. So it's mostly cosmetics that we need to do. That's the spend, and that's the money that has been returned to Treasury out of all that you've received. So the total spend is 2.6. Out of that 2.2 billion, 50% has gone to consultants. And that 15%, if you look at the extra guidelines, and it's okay. But we are now mostly implementing most of the designs internally. For example, now the Clare Park, the cosmetic designs and the bus stops and the actual depot has been designed internally at the metro. I've been on this project for about 2.5 months now. My usual directorate is in infrastructure and I run design implementation, where I'm building a design component of the municipality. I've employed a couple of engineers now, and they are busy designing most of the designs internally. In the last financial year, we saved the projects that were designed internally were more than 150 million, and we saved, if you take 10 to 15% of that, the money that was saved on consultants has gone straight to the ground. And that is doing very well, and the success of that has informed me being picked to try and run this IPD and contract. And we do exactly that. The first thing when I came in here, there was a consultant, and I asked him, what are you doing here? He was saying he was an independent facilitator, and he was from Joburg, and he was flying all the time. And I couldn't understand what he was doing there. I said, no, we can do this internally. And his argument was that he's been doing this throughout all the other cities. And I said to him, no, we're going to do it ourselves here. So we tried to cut on consultants. That's what we've been gazetted for the 3 years. We're current in that now, and we've started spending on that with cosmetic design on Cherry Park. What we have done on the Cherry Park route, we don't have bus stops. We have platforms and side bus stops, but we don't have shelters, closed bus stop. Those nice shelters. We're now busy doing that. We're going to implement 4 of them, but we'll be using the platforms for now until we complete the closed bus stops. That's just to show, I'm not going to dwell much on this, it's just to show what we're asking from the city and what the city wants to, on our calculations, with the deficit that is not going to be covered in operations is for this financial year is about 33 million. And we've asked that from the city, and the city, to show commitment, is willing to provide those deficits moving forward. That's just 1.8 of that amount from the rate income, just to show that. And the city is really committed to push this project and to fund the deficit moving forward. I don't have recommendations here, but my recommendation is that we need to have concentrated efforts in looking at the bus contracts that are run by the province and that grant that is there, so that there might be some way of linking and really in the higher level of DOT, speaking to their counterparts from the provincial DOT to try and come to those contracts and in a way to bring them together so that we can deal with some of these deficits moving forward. That's just showing what I've been talking about. We've got phase 1A, that's Cherry Park, phase 1B, that's Njoli to CBD, phase 1C, CBD to NMMU, phase 1D is Kwamebuhle. And those are what we want to do. All this experience that we now getting from here is building on negotiating the 12-year contract. We're hoping that when we reach the 3 year, we'll have negotiated the 12-year contract with these bus very operating companies that were operating. Just to show our Cherry Park is 42. Passenger for now is that amount, 7,000 a day. Travel time estimated 40 minutes. And then we employing interim paper ticket up until there, and then we're going up to tender for that. ASC, that's similar to Tswane, where you can go to PE and use that card, you can go to wherever you want to go and use the same card. But I must say, this is very expensive. It's very, very expensive. At the moment here, where we are, it doesn't make sense to use that because you'll be collecting 2 rand and you'll be paying 20 rand to collect 2 rand. So it doesn't make sense, hence the paper ticket system is more or less is making sense now before we get into the bigger contract where we'll be taking big numbers. This year, we is those 100 taxis that I said we'll be removing, that is a bit it's incorrect, right? It's 200 here. Okay, no, it's 100 there, total 200. Here, we're hoping by the time this will change, because now we're just putting this, looking at the buses that we have available. But I'm confident that within 6 months, we'll show improvement on what is happening in this clear part, and we'll be in a stage where we can take a decision whether to buy buses or not. How we're going to buy buses has been built into the VOC contract, and that is going to be negotiated with the VOC how we move forward buying buses. Like I said, we've got 4 stations planned for now for the trailer park. We're going to put in those nice shelters and bus stations to 4, and most of the other ones we're just going to do normal bus stations. The other thing that I forgot to say is that when it comes to SMME, because the question has been coming up to our city, I also serve on the SPEC committee, not document of infrastructure, whether we procure a consultant or procure a contractor that is not going to say 30% should go to local SMEs. So we do that very well, and SMEs are really involved in people. Once they don't see that, then they stop the tender. When you do a briefing, they go to every briefing. Once you don't have that, then that's the end of the project. Okay. I will run through this one very quick. Financial management. And we're setting up systems and tools. We're working very closely with our other sister departments, BNT, supply chain, to make sure that these things are properly done. Financial management of CAPEX, procurement policies adhere to revenue increase. We're now going to launch and we'll be looking very closely to these sources of revenue, advertisement and all of that into the routes and passes to make sure that there's more revenue to operate. Delayed negotiations. There has been some delays here, but now, like I say, the tax operators are very busy, especially for the phase 1A, and they are ready to move forward. Operator business model, with the VOCA today, there was a task management plan from the VOC, and that is approved as well by the mayoral and county council. Delayed in procuring transactions, funds insufficient to procure. We're not going to be procuring. This, like I said, is going to depend on how good or bad we operate from now on. Institutional capacity, we've advertised more than 15 points, and the interviews are happening as I'm sitting here. By next month, we'll have a full structure to operate this territory. Service improvement, we're working on that. Like I said, we're starting now, the route is there, but we'll be improving signage and information on the bus stops. Customer feedback, this is all the plans are in place, we just have to implement these things. Accidents and rains, we have been really ran, we're not operating, so we'll review that, but there is a safety plan in place. Reporting, we're doing it monthly. I must say, since I started in this 2 months, every report that has been submitted to National Treasury or DOT has been developed internally by us. I really do not like the use of consultants as well. Whatever we can do internally, we can do because we have knowledge, fortunately, and we, although the capacity is not there, but we just spend more time at the office. Lesson learned from the pilot is that negotiating with affected operators, we must negotiate with affected operators and not secondary co-ops. That's the biggest lesson that we've learned. that has the council took that decision that we must negotiate directly with the taxi associations, and that is helping a lot. And now people that are operating on the ground, they have the feel of the project and they know the project, and they are actually shareholders of the UC. Challenges, of course, the procurement when it comes to municipality, it takes a little bit longer, but we have, the city manager has taken this project and given it a priority. We are able to frustrate some other procurement projects. Institutional capacity, I've alluded to that. We capacitated and we've advertised all the posts, we intervene now. Yeah, of course, in PE there is a bit of a negative perception of the project. There hasn't been a very good, since previous, there hasn't been a very good report on media and all of that. That's what we're trying to change, and we have to change how well we run. Or we run the Clero Park will determine that. Then use transport integration, I did allude to the integration zones and the BEPP, and then we dealing with Plaza on the Mother Ring. Funding requirements to complete the critical project.
You have
2 minutes
left.
Okay. I did talk about the ONG, universal access, we revising our plan there. Coordination with Plaza. We now meeting with Plaza on the 21st. We starting intense negotiations, and we planning to start intense talking to the affected people in Motherwell and the cases affected public participation. That now Plaza is budgeted for that. That's the least they're gonna do, and then run the Motherwell. We starting now. Intense public participation with the council. This is just a, if you just find, you look in the media, mostly around PE, you'll find a lot of articles. Fortunately, this time around, some good articles and showing direction where we're going. I thought, let me just put one, and people were just saying how the teachers are gonna run buses, but the views I was talking about, there's intense training that's happening currently, and those guys will run a shared service. Thank you. That's actually the last one.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member, just engaged with Nelson Mandela
Bay. Thank you very much for your presentation. On slide 7 and slide 9, you have indicated 3 different types of buses. You mentioned on slide 7 a minibus, and which is quite clear, and then an Arctic bus, and then on slide 9 a solo bus, which would operate in that western suburb area. Could you just differentiate between the 3? On slide 17, where you had a slide on your IPTS financial survey, projected in 2018-19, you nearly double your fare rate from something like 20,000 to 50,000. What would be the triggers which would give you confidence that you would in fact be able to double your fare rates in that period? The removal of the taxis, in that first route, how are you going to deal with stranded commuters should that happen, if you then discover you have insufficient buses or trips to service those routes? In general, you've budgeted very conservatively on your operational costs. How would this affect you if you suddenly discover that you need additional buses? And how would that then affect your operational costs, since you said that you budgeted very conservatively for operational costs, which as such to me is a risk. Then if you could also give us some insight in your oversight structure of the VOC, and then in terms of the whole processing of issuing shares, establishing the board, and the relinquishment at the third stage, How quickly do you envisage that turnaround time to be, and how quickly would this then happen in stages?
Thank you, Chair. I don't have much to ask. I'm certainly, it looks good from the presentation. There's obviously massive progress made. I just wanted to make a point that on your slide 13, I think it is, I just want to make a comparison with that and the previous presentation by Ms. Mbuzi, where, and they just didn't get what I was saying. If you go back to 13, whatever that is, yeah, that's the one, go back. The next one. Yeah, I don't know, you went past it just now. Anyway, the point is that the way that your routes are being designed are circular in that people are able to easily and effectively move irrespective of where they are easily to the destination. But I mean, it's not wrong in that one. Anyway, but the point is that the previous presentation by Msumbuzi, they were completely missed my point. Completely missed my point in that you're kind of designing in such a way where you're forcing people and telling them how to travel. And that's not the objective. The objective is to make it easy and effective. So I just wanted just to make that point well done on that. Thank you.
No, this is very impressive. It means you're not just sitting here for nothing, you're observing very carefully. I think Amazon gets being bashed here because they were not having message. No, let's just appreciate when you are adding into my pile of list of good example of presentation that will take as, you know, as we continue going, making oversight to other municipalities and say, try and copy what Nelson Mandela, George Polokwane have done. I'm just trying to also, you know, share with us, how did you do it that you managed to deal with the issue of the negotiation successfully? Because I want that story to be told so that anyone that is around, still around here, can be able to take you what strategy or systems that you've managed to use, you know, but also the levels of you engaging and putting, you know, negotiation with the taxi drivers. Because there are things that I'm trying to understand, whether you, in your negotiations, did you include compensation or you just engage and said, but this is going to be out of your own benefit. There's no compensation that the minister is going to give you. Or what have you done? So that this, all of us will be having a common understanding. The mitigation in your delay of procuring in the trans vehicles, the timeline there, it makes me worry. It's too long. I'm just wondering if we can be able to be drawn back towards or not, because I'm just in your risk management. Because the way I see the time, it's too long. I wonder if we can be able to try and address it properly. But nevertheless, I'm highly impressed. We speak and I smile. So I guess that's why they say black men are on your own, because they knew you could make it. Thank you.
Thanks, it's a really proves correct the fact that says one who laughs best. You are the last one to present,
and it seems as if we are the best now. good presentation, Nelson Mandela. And if I can take you, unfortunately I don't understand the slide, but this one that you can bring, where you give us a picture of your feeder route to your main route, and you get a compliment for that, for this slide, where you even tell us the route length and whatever, what type of fleet, how many passengers can be. That was good when I was looking at it. In your document, there is somewhere where you refer to your five areas. You named them, but you said Western Suburbs, and that term is not good even for planning, even for our oversight. You can't use that name. You said Western Suburbs. You must be just put on to say this area, that area, that not Western Suburbs, not that broad thing, concept of Western Suburbs. I also smiled when you mentioned the connection of Motherwell, because we were on oversight one time to the Nelson Mandela on tourism, and we questioned that. It means when people advise, you listen. Now that you have a future development that connects the CPG to Motherwell, which is the second biggest township in South Africa. Yes. And my question would be, is that development also including the Nguha area? That's the question that I have. And also, which year are you targeting as the Nelson Mandela Metro to go live as Bongolethu? So that we fully understand that by that year you will be fully operational. You say, I'm not sure if I got you well, when you said you purchased 24 buses. Am I correct?
25.
Are they all operational? Because there was once a time when the department, it was said there are buses in the Nelson Mandela municipality seated there. I'm not sure where they were. Those buses. From the 2010 project, they said there were buses that were purchased and are seated there. Can you give us a response on that? Let us also sensitize you that after meeting you, tomorrow we'll be meeting the department. Whatever shortfall, we may be meeting it today, we may be meeting it tomorrow, but we will meet the department. So whatever shortfall in your the information that we will ask you, we also ask the department. I think I'm covered, the Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair, I want to echo the sentiments of my colleagues. We are a very fair committee. We criticize where we're supposed to criticize and give credit where credit is due. So credit to you, Metro Nelson Mandela, in your presentation. Very understandable, very educative as well. And I think it's also more realistic. It's not just a glorified story that we should be told and be happy about it. I just want to check, there is this issue that has been bothering most of the municipalities when we asked them, couldn't get a clear answer. This issue of the buy-in, in terms of your arrangement with the taxi industry. What are you opting for? And then definitely, Chair, we really need to go and do an oversight also in Nelson Mandela. I am not an easy believer. I'm like a Thomas in the Bible. I want to touch the wound. And then once I've touched the wound, then I feel the wound, then you can congratulate you. But at this time, it's just a suspended congratulations pending the people.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Black Like Me. Chairperson, only you, nevertheless, we'll thank you very much. Also, I wanted to echo my sentiments to say thank you very much, but also to try maybe to encourage you with one or two issues. There is a slide, I don't know whether it's of my document or other documents, which was missing, which you spoke about. The slide before the project overview and financial status, Dora Gazette, MTEF allocation, before it. No, you had some. No, not this one. No, it's not that one. Okay, let me leave that one. Let me start with this one. I wanted to ask you that one. And that you in your master program about the ticket methods, that the interim paper tickets to be changed. Official, I think it's you are right. But may you please maybe take us on board to what type of a system you wanted to use. I'll put an example. I can't remember which municipality who indicated that they are even planning to make it cheaper. They are even planning to use an integrated system to be utilized in different modes of transport. That's right, yes. So in your case, which one do you want to use so that you can check? Then if possible as well, is it possible for you to indicate how much was roughly utilized already? And then which one is me? You spoke about the issue of, I'm happy that you have addressed it as well. You spoke about the issue of 15% of 2.5 million rand which is paid to the consultant. But is that money paid per month or per year, per annum? So that you can have a scope that what happened when what is happening. I was happy because you indicated that there was an independent consultant which was flying day and night. Something like that. But with this one, my worry, you may just take us on board that how was that money utilized? Per month or per annum? Lastly, Chairperson, I was also touched. There was an issue which was raised by Honorable Hadid about the issue of negotiations, but not there only. The thing which touched me was about the issue of negotiation with BRASA about rail line. You see, other people, maybe they care. They might feel offended when we interact with them. The only thing that we are concerned with the people with, you know, with these levels, there are people who used to have and the people who used to don't have, of which we wanted in the new dispensation that these people must also reap what we have so in terms of the new dispensation. So, Chairperson, I'll give it to you.
Thank you very much. Let me, as you are on your own, I hope you didn't write what you like. Everybody has indicated that it is like too good to be true, but we will come and see what exactly are the issues. But the story is a very good story that needs to be told to all instances that you have indicated. When you pick up good things, you talk about them. Your good story is an indication that you've got very highly skilled personnel. But you didn't even say a lot about that. You've got probably very good communication skills that you are able to really do this work, because many a times it's about communication, it's about the skills that you accumulate and have internally that you'll be able to get the outcomes as we're seeing them here. And we're going to give you 15 minutes for you to be able to respond to the issues that have been raised by honorable members. There you go.
The best thing I think we've done and we've learned from when we piloted in 2014 is with the negotiations, when the city decided to take a resolution to negotiate directly with the taxi association. What happened previously, and there were a lot of issues, and I can say that those guys that were negotiating before are still giving us issues, and they are still threatening us to take us to court and all of that. But what happened then, those guys were very high up there as a cooperative, and they were only talking to one or two people in the association, and people on the ground, they had no clue what was happening, and they were getting a lot of money for sitting in meetings. Then the city decided this thing is not going to work, and these guys are not really, they don't want to open it. They want to sit in meetings and accumulate money. And then they decided that, no, we're not going to negotiate with you. We're going to negotiate with the affected taxi association. And they take to call resolution to that effect. Now, negotiating with the taxi association, that's when then it was felt on the ground and they understood what was happening. And we changed pace and proceeding. We put in the milestone. We achieved one thing. For example, one of the milestones is that we do the survey. We agree on the surveys, we sign on the surveys, that's a milestone. So the payment for such, not paying just for coming to the meeting. That's one of the things that assisted. Like I said, it's still not smooth sailing. The first cooperative that was there is still claiming that it's still valid, and still claiming that they are within the rights that they were given then to negotiate with the city, and saying no. But we are dealing that on the site, and we manage it properly. DOT is aware of that, and we deal with it. The other part, when it comes to negotiation, is the bus company that is operating in PE. With the surveys that we've done here, we've proved and we've seen that the bus only takes 5% of this land, and the Agua bus is not dedicated to this land. It's coming from Jutney via this land. Not really impacting. Only 5% of the community have never had a bus in this place. There as well, we are engaging them, but what we said to them, as we engage, we will engage them as they get affected, as we move forward. We've adopted an incremental approach. So, though they might do indications now that they would want to get in now, but we manage that as well as we're engaging everyone. So it's not smooth sailing, but with the guys that are operating, for example, we analyze the taxis. We go to take the taxis that are up to standards and with certain standards, and we go to install. We're going to investigate the solid, we have access on them, and we're going to put the APTLS system that we have on the buses, we're going to check the taxis. So that was one of the, we said the VOC is leasing those taxis from them. So we use the taxis. So they are not losing, the taxis are still leased, and they are paying the lease amount. The negotiated contract and the compensation, that's where, as incremental approach, we're now going to discuss the unhealthy vehicle and all of that as we move forward on how we're going to deal with that. At the end of the day, we'll have to then take all those unhealthy vehicles and somehow, but that we say to them, when we get to negotiate the 12-year contract, that is when now we're going to deal with those things. The mobile objectives are dealt with and the buying out. The VOC structure. The VOC, the management of, they've selected, they've held annual general meetings where they've selected people that are going to negotiate with the city and where they've selected people that are going to form board of directors. And there's documentation to that effect of who is going to form the city in the board of directors. And that has been done already. And that board is the one that we're negotiating with currently. And now they are busy recruiting the actual structure where they are recruiting the professional people, the CEOs and the operational managers and all of that. The plan is to, in the next 2 weeks, as the council approves the VOC, we plan to start running the buses up and down. The awareness campaign, the marketing team is ready, the marketing plan is ready. We're going to be running the buses up and down the Kerry Park route. Yes, the mother will include Guha, include CDC. The brother is going to do the loop to Motherwell and is going to do the loop to Guha. I just didn't show it here, but it's part of the plan. We're just going to be doing. We're going to be doing that now, and there's a rail line. It's going to be that loop, that Guha coming back to me. So we'll be running. So people from Motherwell will be able to use the train to Koha, and people from the city will be able to use the train to Koha. So that's what Plaza is planning there. And the busy with prison plan as well, we're going to have nice structures there with Plaza. And then when it comes to EMV and the paper ticketing, the EMV is the one that's what I was talking about, where you can use it anywhere. That is where we're saying now, at the moment, it's going to be a bit expensive, but at a time where all the cities are running and this can be integrated, and then the cost of it can come a little bit down because then all the cities will be running on the same system, which is a good thing. But as we start, I think it won't be easy to run on that system because it's going to eat a lot of our operational budget. But as we move forward, as the cities and we go bigger as well, we'll be able to link it with other cities. I think I've covered most of the questions. And then on the consultants, there's a question in consultants. You can see all about the financial aid, that's 2.6. I've just put it a figure of, I've calculated last night because I knew the question, and then it came up to 15%. That's coming all the way since we started up until now. It's 15%, and we calculated all the money that we spent on consultants. It's what I said, that we're dealing with that now, we're reducing it and bringing that down dramatically. And you'll see that most of the infrastructure and planning has been done already. So even in any case, the use of consultants is limited. I must just mention as well, I've communicated with other cities, I've asked a lot of information from other cities. But the responsive city that has been helping us a lot is George and Johannesburg. That has been providing us a lot of information and they are even willing to come and sit together and plan together and share information. So when I came in immediately, I asked what other cities are doing, and no one really knew what's happening, and then that's when I started communicating and contacting other cities. But unfortunately, the other ones I think are very busy. But I thank Joburg and George for coming back to us and assisting us in our planning. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Baba. As Nomadi, we'd like to thank you once more for coming down to give this presentation. But nevertheless, each and every presentation, the comment was one that we were not satisfied. Maybe we might request you to come back also, or also to give us, if there were some remaining questions. But honorable members, I wonder whether Salga is here. Salga, okay. Thank you very much for the presentation. Salga, may please take the podium, please. What is it for the mask? Okay.
Good afternoon, Honorable. Thank you. My name is Honorable Gregory. I am the executive manager for Parliamentary Affairs. We were under the impression that there is no presentation required of us specifically. We had our political principal in the morning, and yet he's now in the plenary debate with the deputy president in the end. So it would be a bit problematic for me as an official to address the committee in his absence. We have been present, as you may have noted, throughout the session, and planning to be there tomorrow as well for a number of reasons. We have had bilateral discussions with the chairperson. We intended specifically to engage with the committee on the basis that the different cities that have presented before the committee pursue almost fundamentally different models in terms of the BRT. We have agreed with the chairperson of the portfolio committee that will facilitate the political engagement for two fundamental reasons. One, to lobby the committee to understand the fundamental importance of a subsidized public transport system as part of reducing the traveling time between either school or home and work, reducing the per capita household expenditure in terms of transport, but also accepting that this is an opportunity to address the fundamentals of addressing the apartheid geography in terms of spatial transformation. And I am quite happy that I have picked up quite a number of, in fact, almost all of you have placed an emphasis on that. We have picked up that the issues that we have discussed with the chairperson in terms of the empowerment model, almost all presentations did cover that, with the exception of George. I think George was quite clear that they would get back to the committee in terms of the revised model. I do want to request, therefore, that we facilitate that political engagement between ourselves and Salga and the committee, including sharing the experiences that we picked up from the study tours that took place prior each of these cities started with the process. With those very few remarks, Chair, I would really like to thank you for the opportunity, but also to emphasize that we will immediately facilitate that engagement. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Those are the comments from Salga. Honorable Fakere. No. They may be
his remarks, but they mustn't start by making excuses. See, when you call them to account, they must account. Because next time you're going to do that, we will chase you out of the house. Because that's our powers. And we'll subpoena you. That's what we'll do. Because once you start, once you put levels, we're giving you a luxury to give in presentation. We'll give you the level that you give. And once you give 11, sure. But I guess we'll take that particular explanation. Probably, Chair, I would suggest that you must be able to have maybe a full complimentary day to engage with them. That's my view.
Any comments from the members before we come to the conclusion? Any comments from that side? From Singer?
Thank you, Chair. Nothing specific to Salga. I only have good memories from my days as PEC member of Salga, all the working groups and so on. But Chair, it's been a very positive, just to reflect on the past 2 days, it's been a very positive experience in terms of gaining an understanding. And whilst we had the great privilege then to listen to all the different cities, great opportunity then to compare and to build a term of reference. Most importantly, the overarching thought that I'm left with is that we should find solutions for ourselves, by ourselves, for the particular circumstances and situations that we have. We tend to extract ideas from all over the world, which might be great examples, but most importantly, we must find solutions appropriate and effective and fair to our people and our communities. So thank you then for the opportunity to be part of the committee and to be exposed, and thank you for the trouble that all the cities went in preparing for the presentations and for delivering the presentations, because we need to be accountable to even this expense, because if you do a rough calculation, 5 people from each city for 1 day stay over flight, it's close to R500,000. And we need to be accountable against that expense. And surely I can, from our side, then confess to the value add from this experience. Thank you, Acting Chair.
Right, let's do this. Thank you very much. I want also to echo my sentiments to say thank you very much to all the presentations from the different municipalities. Our interaction was not to grill you, but it was to empower you so that you can check where we are weak and where we are strong. Because as part of the legislatures, we are the ones who are responsible for the entire budget which is going to you. And also, you must take care of those people who are under your perimeters in terms of your responsibilities, because they depend on you. You mustn't regret about your term. If you are given a responsibility, make sure that you use it fruitfully so that the people can remember you even if you are deployed in a certain level. So, honorable members, that is the end of the day today, but I don't know. Sincerely, is the department ready or they are coming tomorrow?
They're coming tomorrow, at 9:50.
Okay. Colleagues, members of parliament, and all the people who are doing the presentation and the staff, thank you very much once more. The meeting is adjourned.